It's time for another episode of Rainmaker for Contractors. Interviews and success stories with million-dollar-plus basement waterproofing and foundation repair owners. Discover how they market and grow their companies in today's economy. Hear directly from the most successful leaders in your industry. With your host and Rainmaker for Contractors owner, Bill Crawford.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Rainmaker for Contractors podcast. I'm super excited today. We're joined by Alex Lynn. Alex is CEO of ShipShape. Alex, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me today, Bill.
Absolutely. Excited to hear about your product. Before we do that, a couple of quick announcements. The Basement Health Association is having an important conference in Atlantic City, September 20th through the 22nd. If you're not signed up with the ARST Radon program on September 20th, the cocktail party is going to start on the 20th in the evening. Both EasyBreathe Ventilation System and Effectus is having a sales training on the 20th if you want to really maximize your time out there. But it's going to be in Atlantic City, New Jersey. I know there's a ton of waterproofing contractors and foundation repair folks out there. Hope you can make it. Let's get back to the podcast. Alex, love to hear about your product. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, absolutely. And Bill, thanks again for having me. We're excited to be out there at the conference as well and meet some of the folks in person. Our product is designed to help connect crawl spaces and basements so that homeowners know the equipment's working. And it's just about that simple. They know it's working, they know how to do the maintenance, and they stay connected to the contractor. So imagine a scenario where the contractor can go connect their customers, and now for the lifetime of that customer, anytime an issue comes up, they're connected to go back to that same contractor.
Okay. Let me draw that out a little bit. So you're connecting the basement and the crawl space to the house, I'm guessing, and you're monitoring the situation?
Yep. And I've got a couple things here to show you today that might help explain it. So
sure. Give us a visual. Can't see it on the podcast, but you can on the YouTube video.
Okay, great. We'll put in a little smart plug, which I'll describe here, that you simply plug into the outlet, and then you plug the sump pump or the dehumidifier into that. And that'll allow us to see how hard it's working, how many watts it's using, how many cycles it runs, how many gallons it pumps. And with that, we can generally predict things like the sump pump's running dry or the sump pump's about to overflow. Now we add to that another sensor, which is a small little sensor that can be mounted to the rafter or near the dehumidifier. It's got a couple metal prongs on the end of it, and you're able to put that next to the basin, the lid of the sump pump, or potentially above the dehumidifier with the prongs measuring the condensate line. And what that allows you to do is get a humidity reading, a temperature reading, and detect any kind of water leak. And with those two simple sensors, you can connect any sump pump or dehumidifier, any existing or old sump pump or dehumidifier. It's a universal adapter, if you will, to connect them. And then we have a mobile app the homeowner can see right on their phone. And one of the things we do is we'll take the contractor's logo and put it right in there next to the sump pump. So when they see the sump pump, they're reminded who their contractor is. And then we give a dashboard to our partners. So they've got a dashboard to connect back with those customers.
Beautiful thing. So not only does the homeowner have a dashboard, but the waterproofing company service department, they have somehow access to this through their desktop. They could see what's going on at homeowners' houses.
Yep.
Beautiful thing. And is there some kind of you could set it for some kind of a notification? Hey, so-and-so's pump is about dead or something like that.
Yeah. What we do is we help manage that for the contractor and the homeowner. So we're really a platform. We're a technology partner to the contractor so they can offer the latest and greatest technology to their customers. That helps them differentiate their businesses. And then for the homeowner, we're a service for them to have professional monitoring of their sump pump, dehumidifier, their crawl space and basement. You can even hook up the condensate pump to it. And it's like a security system. Some of them don't even want to look at the app. They just want to know that we'll give them a call if something happens. So what we do is our service center helps make sure that the contractors don't get bugged by any particular, any particular issues they might not want to deal with. We try and make sure that when the homeowner reaches out, it's about something that could be good business opportunities for them.
I like that. So many of us are familiar with, you know, some kind of a notification that a sump pump isn't working. If you could revisit that, how is your product different than just that?
Yeah, so those devices are great. They're like alarms. They tell you if it's working or not, or if water is present or not. And in fact, we'd look at most of those as potential partners for us. What we do is we make the experience really nice for the homeowner to connect all their appliances in their house. In fact, we can integrate thermostats and hook up AC systems and all the appliances in the kitchen. So we give a whole home solution to the homeowner, which they find really attractive. Homeowners don't want to have 20 different apps. And then we turn that into a platform. It's not just a device or a monitor or an alarm. This is a platform that's designed to help the contractor differentiate their business. So we bring whole marketing campaigns in and a whole marketing team that will help that contractor run campaigns that say, hey, we are offering the next generation crawl space. Then we help them, when they connect to that customer, get back in the door. So once they're connected, we're not just sending an alert to the homeowner. We're looking at that alert and it says, hey, do you want to get help? I'll give you an example. Pretty frequently, when we hook up a sump pump, we will get a high humidity alert very quickly. Most sump pumps that don't already have a dehumidifier next to them are in an area with high humidity, and the homeowner gets that alert and they see the trend line constantly showing high humidity. And then eventually they hit the button that says get help. And we've already explained to them through our alert that this is going to require a dehumidifier to be installed or potentially another solution to control the humidity. It may require an encapsulation, and we have a partner who's your contractor who can come out and give you a quote. So that turns into a big job for the contractor. It's not just an alert for the homeowner, and it's a win-win for everybody.
I got a bunch of questions. That's super exciting, by the way, and that was a great answer. All right, where do we start? So first of all, I want to say I'm a huge believer and advocate for these contractors to come in and differentiate themselves. You know, if a waterproofer is coming into a home saying like, hey, we do, you know, drain tile system and a sump pump, and we have good reviews, and we have a 3-year warranty, you know, there's nothing unique about you. What are you going to say? You have the cheapest price, and that's not where you want to be. But if you're offering products like what you have and so many other ones out there, you know, that's a big differentiator. Let's see. One question comes to mind is, as a sales rep going in, let's say they found me on the internet, I go into a home. Can I use your product to try to sell that lead outside of just showing, hey, I got these cool tools?
Absolutely. In fact, some of our best dealers right now are doing what they call environmental monitoring. So when they've gone in and done woodwork or foundation repair, and they go back for a service appointment, they'll sell a lower cost version that just has that one sensor that has humidity, temperature, and leak detection. That way that customer between then and their next service appointment sees that the humidity is in fact high. And it's not like the typical hygrometer that's in your kitchen and you got to walk by it and look at it. I mean, this gives them a trend line to show it's constantly high, and we give them the alert. So now next time that technician goes in and they pull up the technician app and they can see the same thing, and they show the homeowner, hey, you see here how you've been trending. And,
how about if it's the first time I'm at the home?
The first time you're at the home, what they're typically doing is using it to differentiate what they're offering compared to what the competitor is.
Okay. So there's not like meters where you're going to run a report and you could say, we measure the you know, your air quality or something like that.
We have some who do that. I mean, you'll get a humidity reading from it within 5-10 minutes.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
Site, if you want to do that, you can. We just find at that point, the homeowner oftentimes will just want to buy it or have it installed, you know, continuously. So sure. That most of the dealers would want to get the home connected. Because at that point, whenever they decide to take action, whether it's that day or 2 months later, most likely that business is going back to them.
All right. Another question is, you know, you start mentioning a whole bunch of other appliances. And it sounds like more of a holistic, like you're bringing technology and AI kind of stuff, which I want to get into your background a little bit. I find it really intriguing. But when you mention these other appliances, you mentioned the kitchen, like, what am I going to do? Hook that thing up to the dishwasher or a stove? Can you talk more about the other appliances?
Yeah, absolutely. So the same universal adapter is designed to work with all the appliances. One thing that's really important is it's not just sensor-based. We also track maintenance schedules. So just like your dehumidifier needs a filter change and your sump pump needs a maintenance done, your refrigerator has a filter. So we put these maintenance schedules into the app. So as long as the homeowner puts the appliance in there, now we have a maintenance schedule. Then the homeowner puts the age of the appliance or the installed date. Now we have an expected lifespan. So we can send an alert to a customer and say, hey, your sump pump's 8 years old. It's going to need replaced. You know, now it's at higher risk of failure. And we can do that for all the appliances. So real quickly, that turns into, again, further business. And look, it's a win-win. The homeowner doesn't want to go to Google or Angie's List to figure out where to get started. They want a nice notification that says your hot water heater is 11 years old. It's in your attic. It's higher risk now. And if you want to get help replacing it, click here. And we've already got, and it's, we work with the best contractors in the market, the ones who want high quality experiences, who want to offer performance monitoring, who want to help with the maintenance and keep connected to the customer. It's a very high quality experience. And when we hook up the other appliances, it's just as simple as putting the leak sensor under the dishwasher or the refrigerator where you got a fill line. The refrigerator, you can plug right into the same outlet. That way, if you're out of town and the compressor breaks down, you'll know it. The hot water heater, similar, you know, they have drain pans. A lot of those will overflow. So basically you're hooking up leak detection, temperature monitoring, humidity next to it, and then getting a power reading from it. And we even have a partner of ours that makes a great whole home energy meter that we can put in on your circuit breaker if you want to be able to get a power reading from, you know, your heavier appliances like your pool pump or your AC unit.
Beautiful. That's really cool. There's some really expansive technology that you're bringing to the market. It's exciting. So I'm intrigued with your home health assessment. What are you really measuring in that? Is it radon, VOCs? What is it?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we build a record of the home. We call the home health record. That has sensor data, and the sensor data can include VOCs, temperature, humidity, power. We get watts, volts. Typically, we don't have radon in our home health record, but we have a couple great partners that do radon testing that we'll help with. And in the future, as we can, we'll add as many sensor data points as possible. We've just connected two new thermostats, the Ecobee thermostat and the Honeywell thermostat. So if a customer has one of those plugged in, you can just tag it in the app. And again, the contractor's logo, every time they change the temperature, is right there next to the thermostat. So we're constantly adding new data points. We also get static data. How old is the house? How big is the house? How old is the appliance? What's the make and model of the appliance? And then we look at the contextual data. What's the weather outside? What's the neighbor's house doing? We take all of that to understand the home. And now here's the problem. That's a ton of data. No one knows how to decipher that.
For sure.
Your FICO score. Once upon a time, you had a credit report. Nobody really knew. So they just gave loans to people they liked. Then you came out with a credit score and it was like, hey, if it's above this number, give them a loan. So we're turning that home health record into a scoring analysis, a score for reliability. How likely is it your house is going to break down or that the appliance is going to break down? For efficiency, you know, how efficient is the house? How efficient is it compared to other houses? And then maintenance. How well maintained is it? Did you change the filters or not? And those three things together are going to help the homeowner to save money, to save time and save energy. And a funny little Easter egg I'll tell you about, the reliability, efficiency, and maintenance is REM. Like when you sleep, you have rapid eye movement sleep.
Ah, there you go. Great acronym. Beautiful story.
It's selling peace of mind. And that's really what this is. It's peace of mind for the customers. Their house isn't going to cause them a problem and they can continue on with their regular life.
I like it. Hey, and how about some of the parameters inside your tool, your app? Can the homeowner program those or is it just kind of preset and it comes with what you have?
It's a great question. It's our philosophy is to make the home smart enough to take care of itself. And the reason why is because homeowners don't understand how all these systems work, nor do they really want to. They're trying to take care of their kids or, you know, hang out in the community. Sure. So there's a lot of solutions out there that you can configure and tinker with. We just want it to be bundled up in a box with a bow on it. Our contractor partners don't need to know how to use AI and IoT and complicated software. They just follow a process. We give them a nice installer application. They plug it in and they get all the benefit because we've pre-built all those configurations for each appliance.
Beautiful. You're the experts. You know what's important. But hey, I think it's important for our listeners to know your background. I know you spent 2-3 years at Salesforce, like the best CRM software out there. And you spent a lot of time in artificial intelligence. Can you unpack your background for us a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So even way before that, I started working on smart building technology back in 2007. And I got to work on that with my dad, which was a really great experience. And he was trying to figure out how you could reduce the global carbon emissions. This was in 2006, seven. And ultimately he and I helped with some of the research. We wrote a bunch of patents around HVAC technology. Nice. And that was the early days of the smart building. Stuff was starting to get internet connected and artificial intelligence was becoming a thing. And so I sort of saw that and I knew those technologies would get cheaper and easier to use and we'd be able to bring it in the home. And I figured if you got smart factories and smart buildings eventually, and they basically take care of themselves, I mean, you got cars that drive themselves built by robots that run themselves in homes that still are falling in, over people's heads. So I figured that technology would come to the home. And what I really wanted to try and do was use technology in a way that would help reduce inequality in our economy. If we could help everyday homeowners save a little bit of money, get a little bit of time back for their family, save a little bit of energy. If we could help the small businesses grow their jobs, increase their profitability, what would that mean for the communities? And technology is causing so much disruption. It's leaving so many people behind. I saw this as a very practical approach, an opportunity to use technology to return some of that benefit back to everyday people.
Love it. That's awesome. And I think you try to impact the community. You try to give back to the community kind of, really directly. Can you say something about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things I learned working at Salesforce, and that experience was incredible. I mean, I got to see the forefront of enterprises bringing artificial intelligence into the business. So what did it look like for them to bring together all these different data sources to try and make their businesses more efficient? And working with big sophisticated companies with all the horsepower of Salesforce to figure that out. And I've taken a lot of those approaches to the home. But really the reason I went to work at Salesforce because I wanted to work in Mark Benioff's organization. He is perhaps the greatest business leader of our time. He has pioneered this idea of stakeholder capitalism where companies are about more than profit. They're about doing good in the world. So he set up a model for his business and they set aside 1% of their time, 1% of their profit, 1% of their product in a philanthropic model. So I said, well, if Mark had done that, we could do it twice as much. So we did the 2-2-2 model. So we put 2% of our equity into a foundation that when we are very successful one day and we're able to IPO, we'll be able to take that stock and use it to make grants to low-income homeowners. Similarly, we gave time to our employees 7 days a year to volunteer in the community and really get to know the people we're trying to help. And then 2% of our product. We want 1 out of 50 of our customers to be subsidized so that we learn how to serve everybody and our technology doesn't leave folks behind.
Excellent. Very nice job. All right. So I'm a waterproofer. I'm listening to this. I'm like, all right, this product sounds really cool. I would like to be able to walk into a home and talk about this product and have it as an add-on. How does that happen? What would it cost me? What's the learning curve look like? Where would that start?
Yeah, it's this product is so easy. It can be installed by a homeowner in a few minutes, but most homeowners want to have their trusted professional recommend the solution and take care of that for them. So many of the dealers we stand up are able to use the installer app and just hit the get started button. And from there, they add a home and they create the solution and set up the sensors. And it's all one nice process that really doesn't require a lot of training. Now we do, because we're a technology partner, we do offer full training and support to our partners. And we come out there on site. We participate in your training programs. We'll do installations with your crew to get them comfortable. But that's really about, you know, how you position it, how you sell it, getting comfortable talking about it with the customer. The technology itself is very easy to get started plugging in.
Okay, that sounds really good. Sounds like you're offering great support and you've really thought it through. How much, what are your waterproofing contractors selling your product for? And then what would their margin be? How does that work?
You know, this model is really interesting because this is not just another product that you mark up and make a little bit of margin on. This is a product that keeps you connected to your customer essentially forever. So all the future revenue from that customer is going to come back to you. And not only that, it's going to be higher margin because you don't have to go back and acquire the customer again. So in that case, and just to take a minute on that, sure, we always protect the homeowner's right to choose. So the homeowner has the right to stop sharing their data, and the homeowner has the right to decide they want to work with another contractor. We will never switch the homeowner from one contractor to another. That's not our business, but we can't force the homeowner to do business with someone they don't want to. The contractors we work with are the best of the best, and we've literally never had that happen. But I do want to be clear that, you know, homeowners' trust is the most important thing to make sure this works for all of us. But with that being said, what our contractors looking at is securing lifelong customers in the wake of a very competitive market. Lots of competitors out there selling relatively similar stuff. They can differentiate themselves and then stay connected to that customer. And what that means is some of them are actually just building it into their projects. They're showing it as a $0 line item. Now, they may mark up their sump pump $100 and mark up their, you know, other service to kind of blend it into the price of their overall bundled solution. Some of them are selling it for as much as $700 at retail value. And because our partners are so good at working with customers and they're so innovative at how you bundle these solutions, we give them the ability and flexibility to sell it to their customers in the way that makes the most sense. So we're seeing everything from, you know, it's built in. And in fact, we're seeing a fair amount of using it to get back in touch with past customers, with the ability to reach back out to those customers in your database and say, hey, we'll come out and hook up one of your appliances for you. And for our partners, that might cost, you know, by the time they buy the hardware and we help them do that, that might cost a couple, a few hundred dollars to go. But now you got that customer from the past connected again. And our best dealers are getting an average of $1,500 of additional sales when they go back out there to hook up Shipshape. And almost everyone says, yes, you call your past customer and say, do you want me to come out and hook up one of your appliances for you? No additional cost. Almost everyone says yes. And when they're out there, it's a great sales opportunity.
That sounds awesome. Sounds really good. All right. Anything else that you want to slip in here? Something important for contractors to know about your product?
You know, I think one thing that's really unique about this industry is worth talking about, and it's part of why we started here. I mean, we are really focused on the waterproofing industry over all the other places we could potentially go in the market. It's because we're in position, and the work that your audience is doing and our partners are doing are helping make these homes healthy. This is a huge issue. The asthma epidemic right now, we're spending $80 billion a year in the United States on asthma, and it's hitting folks that are lower income folks way harder. I mean, it's really a big economic inequality issue. We're seeing energy. These homes are consuming 19% of energy, and crawl spaces and basements can be massive energy disasters. So the work you're doing to weatherize those basements and crawl spaces is very impactful. And then the property value preservation. We're seeing mold damage and humidity damage literally causing people to lose their homes. It's a massive problem. And when that happens, it brings down the whole community's home values. So the work we're doing to go strengthen these communities, there's not another type of contractor we could have started with to be able to help with such impactful work. We're just thrilled to have these great partners who have, you know, welcomed us and to work with them on this problem. And we're able to help them, you know, make this big difference in their communities.
That's huge. Boy, any supplier that's trying to make homes healthier, that's a beautiful thing. It's a great contribution to the industry. I think you're going to do really well. Hey, if you want to hear more about Shipshape, you can go to shipshape.ai. Is that right, Alex?
Yep, that's right.
All right. And then they're going to be out at the conference of Basement Health Association in Atlantic City, September 21st and 22nd. Alex, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate your time. Excited to learn more as you contribute to the industry.
Awesome. Thank you again for having me.
You bet.
You've been listening to the Rainmaker for Contractors podcast, where basement waterproofing and foundation repair business owners and industry experts share marketing and sales information that helps you reach more customers. Please leave us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform and get all of our show notes at rainmakerforcontractors.com/podcast.